Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick's up in the Sierras, hopefully catching a 20-inch brown right now, or bigger maybe.
I bet they're having a little bit of weather up there.
Yeah, and which is good for the fish.
Right?
Yeah, they needed the weather because it's been, like everything else, unseasonably warm. Flows have been real high. So they need this weather, kind of cool things down, get those flows down.
Kind of a beautiful time of the year to be in this year.
Great time of the
year. Changing the colors and everything, I bet.
And they're getting weather.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
Rick and Dallas know how to do it.
Yeah, for sure. And then they get married. How about
that?
Yeah, very soon, like 3 weeks away from that. Yeah, so great guests in the studio here, Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters and Shimano, talking all kinds of great fishing locally here, as well as some great gear from Shimano. And Corey, time for the catch report.
And today, the report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it in the water. Man, it sounds like a necessity to me, Pete.
Absolutely, got to have it.
Just one of the several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BGI.com to get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange also there.
Yeah, indeed. BlueBGI.com. And, they do have them at Marine Exchange. So check it out. Let's start with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, our private boater buddy with our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Benny. Great show here. I love hearing all that tackle bass stuff.
I love it.
It's kind of a refresher. We've been going tuna, and now we're talking calicos.
Yeah, those tackle bass are the best, man. I've had a ball catching them things for a long, long time. But, hey, guys, our fall season's been off to a fantastic start. Lots of quality fish in too many different areas, so I got to cherry pick just a few here for the report. And we're going to do something different. We're going to start local here today. We've seen some big changes here recently. Thank goodness the water is better and it actually has some fish in it for a change. It's been very strange here locally this year. But good grade yellows showed up on the inside of the horseshoe, a couple other spots there. But biting the surface iron a little bit, and mackerel is always a good choice. It's a nice great fish, and that zone is always something to keep an eye on here at this time of year, along with that 150 area. It's fall, and those yellows often move on to that 150 at this time of year. And definitely want to keep an eye on that because there's no shortage of yellows around. They just haven't been here too much. At Catalina, no shortage of good grade yellows over there, scattered all over, but the West has been the best. Mostly good grade fish there, too, for sure. A lot of big ones here this week, a lot of fish over 30 pounds. Teddy 45 for a surface iron, Salad 6X Jr. for a yo-yo, and then live sardine or live mackerel for a live bait. And if you get a chance, get some squid. There's a new dimension developing here. You know, I was coming home from Clemente the other night. It was crystal clear. And we were looking up toward the east end of Clemente at the big loom of light from the squid fleet working there backside east. And anytime you get some squid in that area backside east there, it's always worth taking a look at for a yellow or a sea bass. It's nice. I'm not happy about the commercial end of it there, but it's nice to see that the bait's moving into the island early here. So shifting gears offshore, unbelievable at the backside of Clemente what's been going on there. It's just been game on for that big, great bluefin tuna. That stream of 300-plus pounders defies description. I mean, mostly on skip flying fish, but a little bit more fish, not so much the 300 pounders, but catchable sized more on sinker rigged sardines and flat falls in the dark. That bite's starting to come around. But there's just a lot of fish back there. Oh, my God. The other area for tuna fish is inside Clemente, which the way the weather's coming up for this weekend, it's probably going to be something to keep an eye on there. But around that 289, there's been a nice stable break laying there for quite some time. And it's got some fish on it, more catchable size bluefin and some of that really nice grade yellowfin. Some of the stuff on the dolphins there is really good size on those yellowfins, so definitely check that out. Very little on the marlin this week. Very weird season on them too, but the guys keep dropping for swordfish. They are definitely getting them, and some big ones. And I heard something really interesting, something that I've never heard of. Here's your exotic for the week. Pull up Wikipedia, check this out. Sleeper sharks. I'd never heard of a sleeper shark in my life, but the guys deep dropping for swordfish, they let their bait lay on the bottom. They find out the hard way about sleeper sharks. They get huge. They're just goofy looking, slow moving, but they get up to 20 feet long.
It's not a nurse shark, huh? Is it kind of like a nurse shark?
They're just funky, prehistoric, kind of crusty looking, but they get huge.
Oh my god!
And the deep drop guys that, you know, they've been researching this fishery. One of the things they found out that you definitely do not want your bait on the bottom.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's such great stuff. Of course, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys have been doing such a phenomenal job over there talking about all this amazing tuna fishing we're having, both locally, like I said, 10 miles off of Point Loma all the way out to San Clemente Island and beyond, and $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And I want to mention, Mark, I'm very excited. This week I finally get to bring field research home this Thursday. Robert Sherrill's just done a tremendous job on my repower job up there in Newport. And I want to mention our friend John Anders, because John Anders is doing a little custom cabinet for me with a lower control station on the boat. And John, not only the nicest guy in the world, but what a craftsman he is. He's unbelievable.
Didn't I tell you that you don't need to explain anything? You just say, you know, I want one of these, and I kind of want it there, and
yes,
then just sit back and watch the magic happen.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's such a gracious person to work with, and I'm just very excited to have him working on the boat and having some of his great master craftsmanship on the boat too. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Can you imagine having him for a boat partner? You know, he and I have had two different boats together.
Yeah.
We had so much cool stuff.
Oh, gosh. Can't even imagine. Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, if you want custom stuff for your boat, a cabinetry, whatever, John Anders is the man. No doubt about it,
yeah,
for sure. Hey, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger there by the big Chevron station in Huntington Beach. The phone number, it's the storage, area code 714-840-4262, and the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com, and all kinds of pictures of a whole bunch of new bait tank stuff I'm putting up here. Probably put some more up tonight. Been building some really cool stuff for people. So
cool. All right.
Yeah,
well, keep it up, Mark. And who knows what next week is going to bring, but we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I don't know about any more sleeper sharks, but you should go look those things up, man. They're goofy.
I'm going to, for sure. All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the report. Talk to you next week. Hey, Marcos, they gave Marcos a vacation from C4 Sport Fishing.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
The guy's actually
John
out of the
must
office.
Be getting soft.
Right?
Yeah. Marcos is actually on vacation. So, but I can tell you, the San Diego and the guys over at C4 are getting them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you want to go fishing, call C4 Sport Fishing, 619-224-3383, and get online at c4thlanding.com and go book a trip.
You know, not only the overnight and the day and a half, but the full-day trips, you know?
Yes.
Like with Boog on the San Diego, it's been phenomenal. Some of the counts, you know?
Oh,
like a lot of the counts have been in the 70s, over 100 yellowfin.
And the quality of the fish right now, unbelievable. You know, 20 to 35-pound yellowfin and
beautiful,
some bigger bluefin locally.
Yes, absolutely.
So what that means is, you're getting a lot of fishing time.
And some good skipjack counts, too. And not that that's exciting, but it is exciting because it's getting back to the time where, an 8-pound skipjack, but it could be a 30-pound yellowfin mixed in the mix.
Yeah.
And that's
it pulls a line.
And lobster season starts when?
Today.
Hello, skipjack.
Lobster season is officially on as of 6 a.m. this morning. Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones.
Let's talk to Rich. Rich called from Bradley this morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Rich.
Good morning, and hello from Central California. Benny did a great job of walking us through the presentation, the nuts and bolts, and the rigging for the jerkbait. And the thing about a jerkbait is, the depth that you're going to be fishing at is pretty much built into the design of the lure. But he also talked about the A-rig, and an A-rig, the potential for a lot of different parts of the water column are available. And I'm wondering if he could kind of walk us through the presentation, and preferred depth of working the A-rig.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. That's a great question as far as working depths, different depths of the water column. You know, it all depends where I'm fishing. A lot of it, say, for example, I'm fishing in the harbor, fishing riprap, it would be pretty much parallel to riprap, meaning a break wall, a rock wall, that sort of thing. But it would be shallow. It'd pretty much make a long cast parallel to the wall, hit the water, and just start winding or start reeling just so that bait is just below the surface. Again, what I always tell anglers when I'm on the boat, I go, hey, look at that ball of bait. It's all balled up, you know, moving really fast. Or look at that bait. It's just kind of meandering, just kind of not worried about anything. And so in that case, a lot of times you see that bait moving really quick is near the surface. So I like to try to move that bait really fast on the surface. Now, sometimes you'll have to drop, if you're fishing a deeper structure, say 40 feet, 50 feet, yeah, let it sink out over the top using your electronics and letting it sink about halfway, especially if you see fish that are off the bottom, you know, maybe 10, 15, 20 feet, and, you know, having the bait come through that way. So a lot of times the fish will tell you, you know, where they're going to be by, you know, where the bites are. But for me, a lot of times it's fish that are active fish. Fish being up in the upper water column along kelp edges, leading edges, and beaches. So a lot of it is long cast, hit the water, and a nice steady wind back to the boat. Sometimes you need it faster, sometimes you need it steady. Again, you're trying to mimic bait fish that are in peril, that are about ready to be eaten. So they're moving pretty quick to get away from those predators.
Indeed. Hey,
that's a great one.
Yeah, that's good stuff there. Rich, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. It's been a busy morning. 833-288-0973. Keep on trying. You'll get it. When you call here at the fan, you'll get it'll ring, 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 ring.
No busy tone.
You're in the queue. You're not going to get a busy tone because all the lines are full right now. But if you just keep ringing, you're going to be set up in that queue and be possibly next up to get in there. Hey, let's go talk to our buddy Jeff Hughes from H&H Marine this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Pete? Morning. Hey. Morning, Rick.
Good morning. And actually, Rick's up in the Sierras, and Corey's here today. So, hey, Jeff, you've got a big, big day coming up 1 week from today, and that is Defiance Days over at Dana Landing, right?
Absolutely right. I appreciate it, Pete. I know you've been promoting it for us. We just wanted to call in today and let all the listeners know next Saturday at Dana Landing, we're going to have a big Defiance event. We're going to have our fleet down there for everybody to look at. The 27 has been shipped, so we'll have that in the water for folks to step on and take a look at. We'll have two boats in the water doing some bay trials. We'll also have some food and beer for everybody and some, you know, just promotional flyers, coupons, and some great, great prices on the Defiances, kind of running them from the Let's Talk Hookup price point that we did last month when we were on the show with you guys, rolling that into now. Great time to buy, insanely low prices, and just want to, you know, have everybody come down and check them out. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah, so it's free. It's a free event. You can take free test rides on the Defiance. Which Defiance are you going to have down there?
I'm going to have the whole fleet down there for everybody to look at. I will probably have the new 27 and the 25 in the water.
Nice.
And I'll have the 21 Catalina center console and the 22 EX on trailers for folks to poke around on.
Nice, nice. And so this will be going on at Dana Landing from when to when?
10 to 3, but, you know, we'll probably be there till the beer's gone. So if you're getting tied up in the morning, you know, still roll on down. We'll probably be there for a while.
Yeah, yeah. So 10 to 3, and if somebody wants to take a test drive, you'll take them out on the ocean so you can actually test the Defiance boats on the water. How do they arrange that?
Email sales at HHMarineFD, and we'll put you into our schedule. And if it's if it doesn't fill up, you know, we will have time slots, and we'll make those available to folks, and they can just ask, and if they want to go out and the time's available, then, you know, jump on a boat, and we'll take you for a ride.
Just come on down and check out these great Defiance boats powered by Yamaha Outboards, and Jeff, the master mechanic and expert boatman, will fill you in on every that. Free hot dogs, hamburgers, refreshments. How do you beat it? Next Saturday, 1 week from today, at Dana Landing. Once again, how do we get a hold of you, Jeff? We want more information.
You can check us out on the web. Our website is hhmarinesd.com. Give us a call, 619-381-8480, or just pop in the shop, but not next Saturday because we'll be at Dana Landing, but that's 2680 Garnett Avenue right here in TB, right off the 5. So give us a shout, and if you're interested in a boat ride, email sales@hhmarinesd.com. And we'll get you on the schedule.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Good luck with it. Defiance Days. Check out those great Defiance boats next Saturday at Dana Landing. Appreciate the call, Jeff. Thanks a lot, and good luck with the event.
Hey, thanks so much, Pete. Appreciate you.
All right. Very good. Hey, you know, next Saturday, another big event, Corey, coming up, and that is a live broadcast from the Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island here. We're going to be broadcasting live 1 week from today, Saturday, October 5th, on the lawn. It's going to be on the lawn at the Paloma Pool and right above the Paloma Pool and Bar. So as you enter the resort, there's a big fountain, and we're going to be right behind that fountain. Look for the lawn. We'll be set up out there. There's going to be free breakfast and free refreshments available, too, for everything. And I'll tell you what, the Kona Kai really puts out some great food there. The food and beverage there is fantastic, and they really do a nice job for us there. We're going to have some great prizes, Maui Jim sunglasses, Kona Kai Resort memberships, plus a lot more will be given away just for showing up there. Pete Grosbeck, the one and only Pete Grosbeck, who he and I grew up at the Kona Kai. I mean, he and his brother and myself were like we're rats down on the dock down in the early days of the Kona Kai. And Pete's still there. I'm still there. He runs a great Viking boat there, and I have my boat down there too. Pete Grosbeck's going to be there. Adam, the dock master, will be there. And Steve Pinard will be there from Dana Landing, and he also represents the docks down there at the Kona Kai. You can get all kinds of information on the resort as well as the docks and everything else. So that's a two-hour live remote broadcast 1 week from today, 7 to 9 a.m., Saturday, October 5th. Come on down and join us. Free breakfast and a lot more. Hey, look who's on the line.
Who could it be?
Matt Florentino. Is there any relation? Same name, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah?
Yeah,
is this the Matt Florentino that's the guy that in charge of all the marketing at the AFCO?
That's it.
Yeah. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, so you just came back from Cedros kayak fishing. Tell us about it.
I did. I had an amazing past 5 days over with Jeff, Cedros kayak fishing. It was actually a cool little trip. We were with Hobie Kayaks. Morgan put together a brand partner trip with all the other brands that they work with. Jeff just actually, you know, which aside from the new Ponga Jeff just got, he just got rigged out with all the brand new 2020 Hobie Outback. So a little bit of a shakedown trip. We had, you know, brand new kayaks, had excellent fishing, you know, had great yellowtail fishing, some fish on the hard bait, some fish on the iron, some on the live mackerel. And then for me, the calico bass on the kayak was an amazing deal. It was phenomenal. You know, I've had a chance to fish a lot of the different islands, Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, San Clemente, so on and so forth, but Cedros is something real special.
And where on Cedros are you fishing? Are you fishing the north end, the south end, over?
You know what, the first day, the boys really got into the yellows really good right there off the point, off the salt factory. I was chucking for a while, and then there were some inside boilers that I was just catching my eye. Of course, me being the bass guy, I just had to pedal in there and check it out, and I had a nice 2 hour bite all by myself.
Sweet.
Way skinny, and you know, which with those kayaks was pretty interesting. You know, I've actually my third time being in one of those. First was in Barrett, but with the kayaks I was really able to get in pretty tight. You know, I'm pretty comfortable in the water, just, you know, fishing the skiff. So being able to tuck in some real skinny water and pick apart some of those little ledges and things was pretty cool. Had fish up to 6-7 pounds, and
jeez,
all you want, 3-4 pounders on the hard baits, and Yeah. Heck of a lot of fun.
And with that new Mirage Drive 180, too, you can just back right out of spots, too, right?
Exactly, which is kind of interesting. You know, I was telling Morgan that it's kind of opened my eyes as far as other possibilities because I'm able to essentially, I am the trolling motor. You know, I control what I get into, how I get out of it, and I'm getting to get really tight.
That's so cool. Wow, what a great experience. And the food and the lodging, I mean, Jeff's house up there, those
Jeff,
giant pongas.
Jeff's Casita's killer. I stayed in the little back house up top, had a great view of the island. You know, all the foods are taken care of. So, you know, his crew, Paul, Ramon, Lulu, and, you know, even Carrie on the stateside, just make sure we're well taken care of, well fed, and, you know, the crew did awesome.
Yeah.
Jeff has a special little spot down there.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a great trip. Your dad is smiling ear to ear right now. He's so excited about his trip down there. I'm sure he can't wait,
so,
right?
Did you get a chance to take home some of the smoked yellowtail, or did any of that?
I didn't get any of the smoked yellowtail, unfortunately, but he does have the triggers there. He has that Primo pizza oven he's really, really stoked about. But, you know, I did come home with a lot of fish. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, both these guys in the studio with me now are smiling hard. They're going, oh, I can't wait to get the Cedros kayak fishing. And it's so great. So what's going on with AFCO, Matt?
Oh, man, it's been a busy past year or so, you know. The boys have been real busy in development. We have a lot of things coming, a lot of things been released. I'm sure you guys might have seen the Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon. They released back at ICAST, so we've been pushing that. It's a great fluorocarbon line if you haven't had a chance to try it. I know a lot of shops are just picked it up recently, and it is available there. You can't miss it. It's been a big blue and yellow package. But that's been really good for us. You know, we were coming off two more wins at ICAST this past July for some new product coming out in this spring. So we've been busy.
Yeah, that's cool. Wow. Well, keep and now back to work, right? You've had a lot of fun doing a little field research down there, and now you got to go back and do some more development and helping out, getting the word out for AFCO.
Yep. Be back in the office on Monday. Well, you know, one cool thing, I got in a little late yesterday, but actually I want to give a shout-out to the whole AFCO team. They're actually, we have the AFCO family trip. It's actually out right now. A three-quarter day trip out of Newport. So Bill and the whole team is actually on the water right now. Hopefully, you know, having fun out there.
Oh, that's cool. And I know Bill announced that he is turned over the reins to Casey, his son, now president of AFCO there, and very excited for Casey. And, of course, Bill's going to still be involved. And just want to throw out a huge shout-out and a congratulations to Casey Shedd, who's earned a great spot of being president of AFCO there.
Yeah, very happy for Casey to kind of take on that role, and it's been a lot of fun the past time. I'm going on about 8 years now, and it's, you know, the future's looking bright, and, you know, just so many more good things to come. So.
Absolutely. All right, Matt, well, glad you had such a great time down there at Cedros Kayak Fishing, and you got these guys are excited. You got them all pumped up. They're ready to go.
They're going to have fun. I know Corey, yeah, you guys are got you're in for a treat. So.
Can't wait, Matt.
All right, thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call,
man.
This morning. All right. Wow.
Man, that call got me fired up.
Yeah, Corey, it's hard to get Corey fired up.
Oh,
he's fired up.
We might catch some fish.
I guess you're going to be coming in while he's going. You're going to be shifting flights.
We're
going
to high five on the way
right.
in
yeah.
and out.
Yeah.
I'm there for the week before. You're going to be there for a week.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man,
wow.
That's good times.
That's going to be good.
And there's a spot open on each one.
There is a spot. And they can get a hold of Jeff at CedrosKayaking.com.
Yep.
And
CedrosKayaking.com.
Right.
Yep. So it's actually a 4 and a 5 day for you.
Yes.
And it's a 4 and a 5 day for myself.
It is.
So if you want to join in on one of those and...
Yeah.
And the cool thing is everybody has their own room. And
everybody gets their own room.
It's own room, right?
A pretty cool darn deal.
And the house is beautiful. The pongas are amazing. You heard them. They just had Morgan and the guys from Hobie down there. They have all the brand new Hobies down there and all the accessories down there.
And,
2020
models. And the kayak thing's cool. But if you choose not to fish out of the kayak at all, you can fish out of the ponga the entire time.
Yeah.
So.
28-footer.
Let's
get
go.
On it. Get on it. Yeah. And that, you know, and that deal with the 5 day, 4 days of fishing, $2,600, that's everything.
Yes.
Your flight, your meals, everything.
That's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, he didn't talk about the CBX. Matt didn't.
Yeah.
But it's the smoothest thing.
Smooth.
It's like your private coming back.
You could park right there for like 15 bucks a day.
I think the furthest lot is about a 5-minute walk. You can drop your stuff off and go park. And I think it's as little as $10 or $11 a day.
And you park right there. You walk right across into Tijuana Airport, and
the best part of it, I'll tell you, is coming back. It's like your own private customs.
I think I had one time coming back, I had one person in front of me.
Well, I've had it a couple times in the last 2 years where there might be 30 people.
Really?
But there's six agents.
Yeah.
So there's literally four people, at, you know.
Yeah.
You it's know, like, if you figure out the average.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's about a five-minute wait for customs.
Yeah. So if you want to go October 4th, October 7th, October 11th, October 14th, SageOsKayakFishing.com. Check it out. Let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it, man. We've had a jam-packed show, and appreciate you being patient. Let's talk to Ron. Ron's calling from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning, Ron.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I got a question. I got a couple questions. One is... are they still using wax wings for calicos? And then you were talking about coat snipers. Don't they get hung up in kelp?
Well, yeah. Let's talk about the wax wing first. The wax wing, again, is a great tool. We've hooked many yellows on them this summer, and also calico bass. We had a pretty good bite for about a month up in Palos Verdes on the 118. Really, really, really good fishing on that bait. And believe it or not, the hot color was pink and white.
Pink and white.
Pink and white. Yes.
Wow. I don't know why I had that teal colored envision. I don't know why.
No, but pink and white. My go-to color is bone. Bone catches everything. Yellows, tuna, calico bass, barracuda, whatever you want to catch. Bone is the way. But pink and white this
year. Here's what's funny. You know, when we were in Panama trying to catch skipjack, which, like, if you catch a skipjack down there, it's magic for catching big tuna and big marlin. The thing that worked was the pink and white wax wing.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the small one.
Right.
It was like something about that color.
I don't know, but we figured it out about a couple years at Clemente one day. They just weren't biting. I go, you know, I got this pink and white thing. I'll throw it. And the thing... And they were all bigger fish. They weren't the little guys. They were all like that 5 to 7 pound stuff.
Wow. So, crazy.
But it's, and then the second question about the Colt Sniper, you're probably talking about the standard Colt Sniper, the ones they use for tuna and deep dropping. Those work good on structure spots. We have a place up in Long Beach called Iser's Reef, and that Colt Sniper works very, very, very well. For fishing bass, you know, sand bass, calico bass that are suspended. But I wouldn't advise it in the kelp. They do get hung up. They also work very well on breaking yellows when they come up and eat bait. And but the Colt Sniper we were talking about is the Colt Sniper jerk bait or the stick bait fishing up on the surface, because that only goes down about a couple of feet.
And the stick bait, how far does the stick bait?
That'll sink. That'll sink as deep as you want. Yes, it is. And it's a great tool for casting at breaking fish. You know, especially it's a little heavier than your standard Colt Sniper, where you can make a long cast with a spinning rod or a casting rod and get to the fish.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Man, crazy stuff. We're having such a great time in the studio, and we're going to be right back with more, right, Pete? We're going to be right back with more. Let's Talk Hookup. Sorry about that. My bad. But we're going to be back with more on 97.3 The Fan.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, Avet, Calstar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, Mustad, MC Baits, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, Power Pro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Shimano, United Composites, West Coast Marine, Wind Grips, and Yozuri. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you know, Dan from Freedom Boat Club just sent me a picture of a whopper. It's got to be a well over three that was caught on a Freedom Boat Club Defiance boat. I'm not sure who the angler was, but wow.
What a jumbo.
What a jumbo. And there's been plenty of those around this past few.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
You know, it's local, being within 60 miles of the harbor.
I know.
300 pounders.
Yeah. Who'd have thunk a fish of a lifetime in our own backyard?
Last week I had a piece of a 300-pounder, and the fattiness. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they eat. They've got to eat a lot.
This is the most beautiful piece of bluefin I've had in a long, long time.
Oh, delicious.
I'm ready.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Greg. Greg calling from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. My question's for Benny. How did you get started in the charter business?
That's a really good question. I kind of stumbled onto it, to be honest with you.
You know, I'll say this. When you love what you do,
it
just happens, man.
I mean, it's really, I'm very blessed, I guess, because I meet some great people, spend every day on the, a lot of days on the water. But it's no easy task. I mean, you have to take, the course to get to the license. You have to take your CPR class. You have to be versed at what you do. Again, I was fortunate enough to have some kind of reputation for what I do. So I've been kind of staying with that. The bass thing, fishing artificials, I kind of stayed with. And, one thing led to another. I thought I would just do this part time until, I got another real job. And it just kind of exploded, and next thing you know, I'm doing it full time. So, can the average guy, do it? I would say no, and I'm just being realistic. You have to set some kind of foundation down for any job you do. I mean, Pete didn't start overnight. He had to cross a lot of bridges to get to where, Let's Talk Hookup is now,
28 years.
20 years, almost 30. Things don't come overnight. So it took me about 5 years to really get this going.
And you get a following, right? I mean, like, what What percentage of your customer base is a repeat customer?
50%.
50%.
Yeah. And, you know,
and where do you get your new people?
My new people come from
trade shows.
Some trade shows, but a lot of it is just friends of friends that have had trips with me.
Right. People have heard about Let's Talk
Hookup.
Yeah.
Let's Talk Hookup has been huge, huge avenue for me. I don't do a lot of advertising. You know, I do put posts up every now and then up on Instagram. But people understand, you know, and YouTube's great. You know, I just Bloody Dex just released a couple of videos out that, you know, showed how to fish a surface iron, how to tie a connection from AFCO Psycho Fluorocarbon to PowerPro braided line and using some of the equipment. So those type of avenues and, you know, YouTube and the Internet's been big on any of the videos that were out there in the past. I think if somebody wanted to start, be really good at what you want to do, if you have a goal in mind, if you want to be a bass guy, be the bass guy. You want to be a tuna person, be that tuna guy or offshore person.
And
stay to that craft and just build your reputation based on loyalty. You know, I've been with Shimano for I don't know how many years.
And you are the premium guy for Shimano. You are the go-to guy for Shimano on the West Coast.
Yes. I mean, field testing and, you know, when they suggest people to come out and come fishing, I'm the guy. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have the best gear on the boat. You know, you want to fish bait for yellowtail at Catalina, I've got Therese rods, Talicas, Trinidads, Sustains, Tunis, and even Stellas.
And, yeah. and how many people have you converted into Shimano gear by them just trying the gear and say, here, try this, and this is the right stuff.
Or just educate them.
And then they go, yeah.
Like the whole Stella thing,
they go,
you know.
Buy it. Yeah.
A lot of people are afraid of spinning gear.
Yes, they are. And, you know, it's a fun way to fish, especially light tackle. You're fishing, you know, 40-pound for 20-pound yellows on spinning gear. It's fun stuff. So getting started, it's like any business, anything you do, whether you're a guy who services pool, you got to start somewhere and kind of work. And, you know, to me, service is everything.
And let me say this, Benny. This is from the outside looking in at Benny's business. And to have somebody, Greg, you know, to have somebody that has the knowledge, that has that knowledge of the inshore, the offshore, just of the ocean period, mm-hmm. and to be willing to share that, to have the passion, to be able to have the – there's a knowledge in how to share the knowledge.
Yes.
And
–
to have all of that in a package is not, there's not a lot of people, Greg.
Right. Yeah.
There really is not.
And no, you have to be willing to work with kids that are 8, 5 to 10, to adults that are from 60 to 8. Heck, the oldest gentleman I had was not too long ago. He's 88, went to Catalina.
Wow.
You know, so you
That's
have to
cool.
be willing to be patient. You have to be willing to share. And you also have to be very open-minded to your guest needs. And also you have to be aware of what's going around you with the fishing, you know, as far as the water movement, the bait, you know, where they bite at certain times to place yourself. Because the goal in the end is to catch and to learn and to have a good time.
I Greg, honestly, Benny's being very humble about
yes,
it.
Yes, he
because
is.
It's not an easy craft to have the knowledge and the knowledge to share it and
yeah.
and everything all together. And that's somebody, I mean, if you ever want to go enjoy a nice day on the water, this is the guy to do
it. Going out with Benny is
absolutely.
Is a hey, I hope that helps you out, Greg. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, the other thing, too, is time on the water. I mean,
there's no replacement.
I'll tell you what, I go out there, and it's like, how in the world did you catch 50 bass at Catalina mm-hmm. Island, right? Or 100 bass or yeah. whatever. But that's just your knowledge of the spots, what to use, time of day, conditions,
right.
et cetera, right?
It's really, really important. Like I said early on is that, you know, you got to give the sport boat guys, you know, their due because, you know, they're not moving around because they want to sell cheeseburgers, believe me.
Yeah.
They're doing it because they're following conditions, they're looking for conditions. Bottom line is we all want to put our guests on fish to catch.
Right.
That's the bottom line. Of course, you get your trophy hunters that want to catch just big ones. They don't care about getting bites. They want to get the right bite. So, yeah, I explain to people, hey, here's the game plan. Here's, you know, and there's always a goal in mind. You want to try to catch bunt, we're going to be in this area to try to catch the big one in this area. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. We'll move on and try something else. But, you know, at this time, I'm going to do this. At this time, we're going to be up here. At this time, we're going to do this because unless conditions change, then you kind of, kind of, you know, call an audible.
Alter the game plan.
Yes, you have to call an audible and try going to a different area. But if you see, if you're on your way to that area and you see conditions that are right for what you want to do, hey, you're going to stop. It doesn't hurt to make, in my boat, doesn't hurt to make 20 casts and then move on.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't hurt.
That comes from time on the water.
Yeah. Time on the water.
Time on the water. You hear it a lot, whether you're offshore, inshore, marlin fishing, whatever it may be, it's all time on the water.
You bet. Yeah. All right, let's jump back in those jam-packed phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce calling from Lemon Grove this morning. We welcome you to the show.
Hey, great show as usual, guys. Hey, Captain Benny, question for you. When I'm inside fishing, the shallow's 20 feet on in, what size lead head do you like to use in swim bait?
Yeah, I tell you what, shallow, I like fishing a little bit lighter. I know 1 ounce sounds heavy, but it's actually pretty light depending on the size of the bait. 3/4 ounce, I like Corey's 5-inch Viejos, and then I like to move up to maybe a 7-inch, depending on what the fish are eating. You know, if they're on that small bait, I'm going to stay with a 5-inch and vary the sink rate depending on the size head I'm using. And I've been fishing the war baits 1 ounce or 3/4 ounce, and just matching up the head or color to the bait.
The war bait with the
weed guard.
With the weed guard.
That's correct, yeah.
And it sounds heavy. 1 ounce sounds heavy to some guys.
Yes.
But you have to understand that the method, the style of fishing,
yep.
The 1 ounce might only be 5 feet underneath
true.
The surface.
Yep, very true. And it depends how much current, how much wash you're fishing in. That and it also depends on, you know, what structure you're fishing over, whether it's kelp, whether it's rock, whatever it may be. So that's what I'm usually fishing in. And again, the fish will dictate. You get bit on the sink, that means the fish might be suspended. If you're right on the bottom, go to something lighter so you can have that bait just kind of come right off the bottom instead of hugging the bottom. They're there, and they're just waiting for food to come right by them.
Are you fishing with a trolling motor, or are you just moving?
If I'm fishing riprap or walls, and I'm fishing the trolling motor, but I like to cover area. I feel once you get bit in a certain area, it's really hard to come back to it and get bit again. Whatever population of fish exerted that much energy to come eat, they pretty much settled back down. And, you know, you might want to hit it a couple hours later. They may come back up. But usually once you hit an area, it's pretty much done, unless they're constantly feeding fish where there's bait population and there's a new new round of fish coming up to try to eat that bait.
So with Catalina, you're really not putting the trolling motor in?
I'm not. No, I'm doing a lot of drifting. Unless I've got the spot lock on and I've got breaking fish. Like the day we fished with Tommy P and Wayne, you can kind of look around and watch breaking fish everywhere.
Oh, my.
So it was, you know, we were basically chasing bird schools of calico bass.
Wow.
I'm kind of like you, Benny. I mean, I've got the cool boat, right?
The
trolling motor. It looks all cool and everything. But the trolling motor, really, I don't use it at all.
Very seldom.
It's really a power style of fishing.
Yes.
And by putting the trolling motor down, I feel like I'm putting the anchor out. I feel like I'm anchoring myself, you know, and it just doesn't lean well to the style of fishing.
And you know, covering areas of kelp or structure, that fish may be set up either on the front end, which normally they are, which is the leading edge, and usually hit that, and you might find another leading edge within the kelp that you might come across. And you know, I use the charts a lot on when I'm drifting, and I'm trying to set my drift up, and you'll see on your charts, on your maps, there's like underwater points. I try to set up drifts that I'm coming right over the top of those underwater points, because it's just like largemouth fishing. These fish come up and down these points because that's where the bait usually comes, and those are usually leading edges. Kelp grows on rock, and usually on points, it's usually rocks that grow, and the kelp sets them anchors to that rock.
I like it, Benny.
That's such
good stuff,
man. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Really good stuff. Let's talk to Roy. Roy calling from Huntington Beach. We appreciate you being patient this morning, Roy. The lines have been lit up all morning.
No problem. Hi, guys.
Hi,
morning.
Roy.
Hey, I got to compliment you on your phone site, on your app. I went right to the phone call in, and it got me right through real easy.
Perfect. Yeah, anyway, our Let's Talk Hookup apps, amazing deal.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, I fished the Long Beach Drakewater Wall for about 20 years.
Nice.
And I got a 10-pound calico off the east end one morning, and I had it mounted, which you don't do anymore. But anyway, my question for Benny is, I have not been able to fish for about 5-6 years. I had a stroke about 5 years ago. How hard is it to get on your boat down in Long Beach?
Getting down to it is easy. You know, that's something for us to talk a little bit about, but, you know, it depends on your maneuverability. And, you know, I've had a lot of, like I said, I had an 88-year-old come with me to San Clemente, to Catalina. I always have to question the health of somebody and their movement maneuverability, because it is a skiff. It moves around. My Ranger is a great platform. It's 8.5 feet wide by 25.
Super stable.
Super stable. A lot of room. We could all lean to one side and we're not going in the drink. I have a casting seat on the front. I have a lean seat, but on the back I actually have a seat you could sit in. But also there's a number of areas you can lean up against. So it's very, very comfortable if your maneuverability isn't the best.
And what about a short run, a half-day trip for, say, fishing the breakwall?
We can do the breakwall, but I actually have a trip going inside the bay fishing spotties, sand bass, calico bass in the harbor where it's flat, and you won't have to deal with that sort of thing, and there's not a lot of maneuverability, and running to and from those areas are, you know, 5 minutes.
So probably best to just call you, discuss your disability.
Exactly.
And you'll say, hey, we can do it.
We can do
this. Here's what I would suggest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good, Roy. I hope you can get out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Let's jump back into it and talk to Tom. Tom Cole from Temecula. Welcome to the show this morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Benny, just another cool sniper question. Do you think removing that forward hook is going to hamper the action of the Cole Sniper? And the reason I ask that question is my experience with Rapalas and other similar type lures, I just don't like to get the fish tangled up in two sets of hooks, as opposed to, you know, I prefer just the tail hook to be there and just deals more pleasantly with taking the hook out.
What about this? Do you throw any single hooks on your stuff?
You know, I was just going to mention that.
Yeah.
I don't, because the goal for me always is, you know, six hooks are better than two.
Right.
just me. I hate getting those darn things out. But I understand your question about, you know, harming the fish. I totally get that 100%. Single hooks are definitely the way to go. But, you know, 90% of the time, when that bass comes up to attack the bait, it's usually right in the middle. They come up, coming straight up out of the kelp or out of their domain, and coming straight up for the middle of the body or the head. And they want to T-bone it, right.
Yeah, so taking out that middle hook would be, you'd be better off taking the back hook off.
Or
put the single hook in
on the back.
Yeah.
In the back, yeah.
It might be a better option.
Yeah. Leave the treble on the side.
Leave the treble in the middle.
Yeah.
Or just going to two singles. I know a lot of guys fish those jerk baits with two single hooks.
I'd have a tough time doing that, man. Oh, I don't know. I know it works.
Six hooks are better than two.
Yeah, yeah. Indeed.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this killer assortment of Shimano Flatfalls and Colt Snipers. And we're going to be right back with Benny on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And Benny drew a number out of the hat and came up with Ron. Ron from San Diego's won the assortment of Shimano flat falls and cold snipers.
Yeah, we'll be sending that off to you. And we want to thank Shimano and Benny for all that generosity. And what great jigs, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, this all the gear from Shimano.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, fantastic. Have you tried the new Speedmaster yet?
I actually took it out last year, and we fished yellows with it.
Yeah.
And I think the anglers that have already purchased them are pretty happy with them.
Yeah.
Especially, you know.
It's not a Talica, but no. For half the price, it's a heck of a reel.
If you're budget-minded for what's going on right now, yeah. it's fantastic.
Dude, to be able to go fish with you and fish with all this cool stuff, you know, that's not even out yet some of the times.
You know, and next month I'm actually testing some new lures with the guys from Japan, so I'm excited about that. So.
Yeah, indeed. Well, if somebody wants to go fishing with Benny Florentino, Coastal Charters, how do we do it?
310-779-0397, direct. DM me on Instagram, coastal_charters, or www.fishcoastalcharters.com, and come on out. Let's go fishing.
Yeah, indeed. I can't highly recommend it to go out with this guy. It's just a fantastic experience. And I want to thank Brian for all the great work he does with us right here in the Fan Studio, and, of course, our buddy Adam on the other side of the glass for doing a great job on the phones, and, of course, our Let's Talk Hookup app, putting up those archives and such. That's Adam, man. He does it all. And tomorrow, right here on Let's Talk Hookup, Corey and I will be with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double. Freddie will be in here. He's going out fishing tonight, so he'll have some fresh information for us. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, right here on the 97.3 The Fan. We'll see you then.